CSX Big Jim's house, 636, 64 degrees. All right, we were talking about dropping things. Silly conversation at a Coney yesterday, picking up a BLT, and the lady dropped it. She fixed us another one. By the way, side note, if I was at home and I dropped the BLT, I would have picked it up and just put new bread on it and eat the damn thing in a minute.
Well, you can't eat the tomatoes and stuff because if you had mayo on it, it would get all the dirt and like cat hair from the floor. You can eat the bacon.
I'm a guy. I have no idea what you just said. That's, yeah, absolutely. Eat that. But I keep thinking, like, I've never really dropped anything of significance in my life. I mean, I've dropped like a phone before. My wife dropped a phone down a toilet at a party once. Mm. You dropped a bottle of Cristal. Ryan dropped a bunch of his mom's stuff, broke it, and tried to glue it all back together. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. A couple interesting text messages this morning.
Oh, yeah. This person says, I was about 18, so obviously I knew better. I was bouncing a ball in the dining room, and I lost control of it, and it broke this crystal set my mom had brought back from Venice in 1967. I was so mad I threw the ball into the hall, and in slow motion I watched it as it bounced and then hit the stained glass floor lamp, which shattered into a million pieces. I didn't really get into trouble because I was punishing myself, but I did have to clean it up.
You didn't get into trouble for that? Just punishing yourself? Come on now.
Beat you.
Just come on now. Rick and Royal Oak, morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
What'd you drop?
Okay, so setting this up a little bit, I just got married about a year ago. I'm coming up on a couple days to 11 months.
Congratulations.
Thank you. A few months ago, my wife and I were out shopping for a couch, and I go to use the bathroom and, you know, do my business, and I'm washing my hands. My hands are wet, and my wedding ring just slips off my fingers, hits the floor, and just shatters.
Oh.
I mean, we're like 6 months in, and I practically broke down crying on the spot.
What the hell was it made out of?
Tungsten, apparently.
I've never heard of that shattering. I thought maybe it was made of glass or something.
Wow.
It was, I couldn't believe it. It was like a cement floor, but just that drop. And I just, like, I picked up the pieces and had to go find my wife and just, the most horrible feeling of my life.
I can only imagine. That's got to suck, dude. All right, Rick. Well, and you got a new ring now? You're all good?
The same guy gave us, you know, a discount on a new ring, same engraving and everything, but it was a very long week or so until I got the new one.
So this guy, you say, did he have a van that he did the jewelry in the back of where you went to see him, Rick? Come on, man. That ring's not supposed to break.
We did go a little low budget and got my ring online.
Hey, dude, you do what you got to do. We get started. All right, Rick. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Thanks for listening, too.
All right. Thanks, guys. All have right. A good one.
That's a new one. 248-398-WCSX. Coming up next, the compelling, compassionate story of the one-legged goose.
Aww.